Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Is moving forward with plans to build a new immigration detention center in the Everglades. Attorney General James Utmeyer announced that the federal government approved a plan to build what officials are calling Alligator Alcatraz. The 1,000-plus bed facility will be at an abandoned airport surrounded by wetland, pythons, and alligators. Utmeyer calls it a one-stop shop to carry out Trump's deportation operation.
Oh, I cannot wait to see this getting built. Alligator Alcatraz. I know this has been in the works for a while, but now, as you just heard, the federal government has officially approved it. Now, I think she said a 1,000-bed detention center, but I've seen articles that say a 5,000-bed detention center smack dab in the Everglades, and it's surrounded by alligators and pythons. So I don't know how stupid you'd have to be trying to escape, but if you do, you probably won't make it very far.
So is it temporary? Or would it be a permanent facility?
No, I think this would be permanent.
Because that's going to take a while to build.
Well, and that's the thing. So right now they're basically saying they're trying to get this up and running at the beginning of July, which is next week. And so the attorney general has said that they're going to be setting up temporary tents and trailers. So in the next 2 weeks, you're going to see some movement there where they're trying to at least be able to, I guess, house some of these people. Because it's not just these illegals from Florida. They're planning on being able to detain illegals from across the country. Now, part of the argument right now that they're going back and forth with is the buying of this property. So the counties in that area, they own it. And I know that DeSantis had sent some letter of intent from the state saying that they wanted to purchase the land from Miami-Dade County for $20 million. And then the mayor came back and said, whoa, this should actually be valued closer to $200 million.
In the middle of the Everglades?
In the middle of the Everglades.
Come on.
I'm so curious about this.
They ought to donate it. The city ought to donate it.
If they have an opportunity to make millions and millions of dollars. Now, of course, the environmental groups have already come out against this. They're probably mad that it's going to put the alligators and the pythons at risk. I'm sure PETA will be out there angry, too, saying protect the gators and the pythons.
It'll be the same group of assorted idiots who fought to have the workhouse shut down and ultimately succeeded because of the progressive vacuum we live in the city, because they're worried that the inmates might be uncomfortable. So here's how I look at it. Put up tents like they did in Arizona a while back. Remember the sheriff down there who put up the tents and he made the inmates wear pink, which they hated, all in an effort to make you realize this is not a place you ever want to end up. So put up a tent, maybe some fans, because remember what Florida is. Florida is a swamp that we decided to develop. That's what Florida is. So the Everglades is actually a swamp that they haven't developed because it's got all kinds of wildlife and stuff in it, many of which are alligators and pythons. So other than a fence, a 12-foot fence with concertina wire on top of it, what better outside guards could you have than hungry alligators and 18-foot female pythons who need food? I think it's brilliant. What a great use of an abandoned airstrip in the middle of the Everglades.
I also love the name Alligator Alcatraz.
Put up the temporary tents. If it makes you feel better, pump a little bit of air into them. I was reminded of this, and I'm not comparing the two facilities, but when I went to Circus Floor, I took the grandkids, right? It was a hot day. That tent gets hot. Mm-hmm. Now they've got big air conditioning units outside that pump air into the tent, but it only goes up so high. It's like there's a demarcation line. If you're in the first two or three rows, you get a little bit of that air. If you're sitting any higher, the heat becomes oppressive on a hot day. And I think Circus Floor is over now, but that's what the tents could be like. Pump a little bit of air in there if it makes you feel better. But for the most part, if they're a little bit uncomfortable, who cares?
They're not here legally. They're on their way out the door. It's a temporary holding facility until we can get them on an airplane and fly them back to wherever the hell they came from.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
It'll be interesting to see how this whole thing goes down because, like you said, there will be people who are fighting against this, saying that it's inhumane and that you can't house them there and that's not fair and all of these different things. Because a lot of people don't look at these illegals as criminals. They don't. They somehow want to discount the fact that they crossed our border and bypassed all the typical things that many other people who came here and went that legal route to become citizens of the United States had to go through the time, the money. I've never gone through that process, obviously, so I don't know what that entails. But I imagine that's a very time-consuming and at times expensive process to become a citizen. And people, that's why the woman we talked to, Mark, who came over here from Africa, Evelyn. Mm-hmm. Is so passionate about the United States. You have this pride here in our country, I think, because you went through a lot to become a citizen, because it meant that much to you. You didn't just hop the border and say, well, I deserve it. I should be here and I should have all the benefits that other people have and me.
Kim, shame on you. There's no such thing as an illegal human being. Don't you hear the left say that? No human being's illegal. Don't refer to them as illegal.
They are
illegal. If somebody breaks into your house and you didn't invite them, they're there illegally. Same with our border. I don't care how you slice that. If you came in here without permission, you're here illegally. Try that in any other country in the world. Try that at the Vatican. I'm sorry. I haven't drawn a complete conclusion on Pope Leo yet, but I did see him pretty critical the other day of our immigration policies. I'm sorry. You have a wall around the Vatican. I've been there to visit. Getting into the Vatican is not easy. You have to be vetted. You have to go on an official tour, and there are armed guards with huge knives everywhere. It's one of the most secure places on earth. You can't just walk into the Vatican and set up a tent and sleep there. You can't do that in Mexico. Mm-hmm. You can't do it in Germany. Now, you might be able to do it in some parts of Europe because they've got such liberal open borders over there in some places. But most sovereign nations have immigration policies. The United States has to have a common sense immigration policy. I don't know why they keep saying we need to fix our broken immigration system. There's nothing broken about it. It's just like our gun laws. Our gun laws aren't broken. They're just not enforced. If you enforced the gun laws that were on the books, it would take care of the problem. If you may need to increase mental health laws to make sure that people aren't falling through the cracks who should be in a mental asylum, and instead that's not in their records anywhere, so the FBI lets them buy a weapon. Those are things you need to fix, but those are minor. We have a southern border. You have to go through a checkpoint to be allowed in. If you haven't gotten that approval in your home country first, you can't come in. And if you do come in anyway, you're here illegally. We're going to ship you home. It's a simple system, and it should work the way it is.
Imagine.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If we took the same approach that homeowners have with the castle law, where if there's an intruder coming into your home, you're able to use deadly force.
Sure.
Imagine if that was the same approach we took with people crossing our border, as you just, they're coming across and you just boom, 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 you shoot them. I'm not saying we do that. I'm just saying, technically, if you're looking at it the same way of someone's intruding into our home, our country, they're intruders. They are here illegally.
Yeah.
We have to do everything we can to protect ourselves.
You know I'm on board with that. It would certainly send a chilling message to the rest of them. But last month, I understand, was the first month in recent history, that maybe the history of my lifetime, when there were zero people caught and released into our country, down from, what, 200,000 a year ago? So Joe Biden could have been doing this all along, and he just didn't want to. You don't need to change the law. You need to enforce the laws that we have on the books. So I hope a year from now, We're reporting back to you in Kim on a Whim that we have Alligator Alley up and running. I have pictures of it, and I get to see the little snakes swimming through the water outside of it as security guards. Wouldn't that be great?
I just am picturing like the Austin Powers scene where they are like, get the sharks with the freaking laser beams attached to their heads. That's what we need.
It's why
sharks with laser beams.
It's why Alcatraz was so effective, right? Because supposedly only a couple people ever escaped, and we don't even know if they made it to shore because they never found them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
you make it very difficult to escape, and that's likely deter some, at least some people.
Of a prison. That's why it's a prison. You don't ever want to go there or go back if you've been there. It ought to be that uncomfortable for sure.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.